Shalom, shalom, and welcome back to another exciting episode of our continuing learning of the Sefer Likutei Moran of Rabbeinu Nachman ben Feige. We last left off in Torah Gimel, where we were exploring the idea of listening to a menagen rasha, to a singer that is not kosher, not a good person, not a positive person, as opposed to listening to a menagen kosher, listening to a kosher singer. A singer whose music and whose voice uplifts you and brings you closer to Hashem and wants to build you, as opposed to, God forbid, the other direction, where you're becoming sad and depressed and negative. We learned how each of these singers draws their power from different sources, from the side of klipa, of negativity, for the menagen rasha, the evil singer, and the side of kedusha, the holiness, the highest of the high, the same place where the prophets draw from is where singers draw their power from, kosher singers. Let's continue in Likutei Moran, Vatikun, and the fix for this. For what exactly? For involving yourself in music that's not positive, music that has blemished your soul a little bit, music that has not brought you to that higher level of Avodas Hashem, Sheyuchal Lishmo Anagina Mikol Adam, that will allow you to listen to music from anyone, Al Yedei Sheyilmad Belaila Torah Shebal Peh. This tikkun, this fix for being involved with not kosher, not positive music, is through learning Talmud at night. Now Rabbi Nachman is going to explain why. Hainu, namely, Gemara, Shehi Bechinas Laila, because the Talmud is the same concept as night. How is that? The Isa Midrash, as it says in the Midrash, Keshehaya Moshe Bahar Arbaim Yom V'Arbaim Laila, that when Moshe was up on the mountain for 40 days, Lohaya Yodea Masai Yom Masai Laila, he didn't know when it was day or when it was night. Rak Ali Dezeh Keshehaya Lomed Torah Shebiksav, except he knew that when it was Torah Shebiksav, Haya Yodea Shehu Yom, that it was a day. When Hashem was teaching him the Torah, the written Torah, he knew that it was day. Ukshalamed Torah Shebal Peh, and when Hashem was teaching him the Talmud, the Torah Shebal Peh, the oral Torah, Haya Yodea Shehu Laila, he knew that then it was night, thereby connecting the Talmud, the Torah Shebal Peh, with nighttime. Nimsa, so we find, Shator Shebal Peh, Hibachinus Laila, that the oral Torah is the same concept as night. Ukmosha Am Rabuseinu, Zichron Livracha, as our rabbis of blessed memory say, B'machshakim Hoshivani, which is a pasuk in Eicha, which means I sat in dark places, Zet Talmud Bavli. Our rabbis say, this is the Talmud Bavli, Babylonian Talmud, Uksiv, and as the pasuk says, V'lachoshech Kara Laila, and the dark is called night. Now we see Rabbi Nachman connected the Torah Shebal Peh with evening, with that line in Eicha, letting us know that we sit in dark places, which is referring to Talmud. And when we learn Talmud at night, we're able to make a tikkun, a fix, for being involved with music that perhaps we shouldn't have been listening to. Rabbi Nachman is going to bring further proofs and make further specific references of how does this tikkun work. Hainu, namely, Ayidei Sheyilmad Shas, that when a person learns the Shisha Sidre Mishnah, the six orders of the Talmud, Yisakin Hashis is Kalin Shibakane, that a person fixes the six rings of the windpipe, Shemehem Yotzei Hakol, that from them, meaning from the windpipe, is where the voice comes. So in order to fix the space where the voice comes, we have to be involved in those six orders of the Mishnah, which correspond to the six rings of the windpipe. V'zeu kumi roni balaila. And this is where the pasuk says, rise up and sing out at night. This is a pasuk in Eicha. Hainu sh'tiyeh tekuma larina, that namely to build up song. Hainu al yedei halaila shehi gemara shas, that build up the concept of song, of singing, must be through the learning of gemara, namely the Talmud, the oral tradition, and all six orders of that tradition. Now, diving deeper, Rabbi Nachman is going to add an additional stringency, something else that we have to be aware of. In addition to learning at night and learning Gemara, there's something else going on that we have to be very careful about. What is that? Let's find out. Ach, however, kishaloymed shaloli shma, that when a person learns for the wrong reasons, hainu bishvil shizikari Rebbe, that if a person's learning so that people will call him rabbi, not because he wants to learn to connect to Hashem, or not because he wants to learn to teach, or not because he wants to learn to do, but rather so people will say, wow, you're such a Talmud Chacham, you're a rabbi, you're so great, you deserve all the love and respect. When he's not learning for the right reasons, halimud eino b'chashivus kol kach. His learning is not awesome. It's not important at all. U'kashelamed b'layla, and that when he learns at night, chush shel chesed nimshach alav, there's a beam or a thread, literally, of light that comes down upon him. U'magen alav, and it protects him. Shelo yazik lo machshava hanal. This chut shel chesed, this string of kindness, comes down from on high when a person's learning Talmud at night in order to protect him from any harm, and specifically from these intentions, this negative intention that he should be called rabbi, that he should desire this level of haughtiness. When you learn Gemara at night, it helps you in this regard. Now we're going to go back to dive into that very challenging concept in the Kabbalah, specifically from the works of the Arizal. Here we go, Ve'isa b'kisve Arizal, as it said in the writings of the Holy Ari, Kitziparim shebeklipa, hey moichin shebemalchus deklipa, that these birds that come from the klipa, meaning the birds from the negative side, they are the brain, they are the intellect of the side, of the other side of the Malchus de Klipa, the negative, challenging side, that royalty of evil. These birds are part of the intellect of that. Vashtetziparim chayos tahoros. And then on the other side, you have these two pure live birds that are coming from the side of positivity. Heim binyan hamalchus de Kedusha. These birds, they're building the Malchus de Kedusha, the side of holiness, the holy royalty, the positive powers. Lefichach, therefore, we find Nishtabach David lifnei Shaul, that David was therefore, he was praised in front of Shaul. What's the pasuk say? V'yodea nagen, that he knows how to play. He knows how to play music. David HaMelech is the epitome of musician in every sense of the word, both practical, meaning he played instruments, as well as metaphorically. There are many places throughout the Chassidish Sfarim where David HaMelech is brought in regard to this sugya of music, the sugya of Nagina. To understand the power of music, we have to dive into the world of David HaMelech, not only how to play an instrument, but also what does music mean? Let's continue to find out. Ki Nagina, because music, he binyan hamalchus, because music is how we build the monarchy, we build the royalty. Lachach, therefore, ro'uihu lamalchus. Therefore, he, meaning King David, was fitting for the malchus. He was king, he was dubbed king. There's something about kingship and music that goes together. V'zeh kasev etzlo, and this is why it's written about him, me'achar alois hevio, that from behind these particular animals, he was brought. Namely, hainu, me'achar hamenikos, specifically from behind those that were nursing, hainu netzach v'hod. This is talking about the two spheros, the spiritual filters through which positive light and emanation can come, the one of Netzach and one of Hod. These two spheros are the nursing spots of Malchus. Netzach and Hod are what come together to create the Malchus. The Malchus, if you're looking at a chart of the spheros, is at the bottom of the chart. It's the piece that takes all of the spirituality, all of the higher realms, and connects it with this world. David HaMelech was able to do that with song, as well as with nursing of animals, which is also metaphoric for saying nursing the flock, taking care of the people. David HaMelech, King David, was able to take these two sides and bring them together to manifest this malchus, this holy royalty, to properly lead the Jewish people. Ki hem menikin l'neviim, because they source, they nurse the prophets. These two spheros of Hod and Netzach are where the prophets get their source of nutrients. Heim v'heim binyan hamalchus, and they build the royalty. In brief review, while listening to songs of a menagen rasha, of a not kosher singer, not a good guy, it's detrimental to your avodas Hashem. While on the other hand, listening to kosher singers, to singers who build you, they do just the opposite. They build you and your connection to Hashem. One way to fix the inadvertent listening or the ability to listen to a menagen rasha, to a negative singer, is through the learning of Torah Shebaal Peh, the Talmud, at night. This tikkun, this fix, comes through the spheros of Hod and Netzach, which is exactly where the Malchus nurses from. It's the same place where the prophets nurse from, and when we're tapped in to the Menagin Kusher, to the Holy Singer, the one who's going to push us to grow, then we're also tapping into that same place where the prophets nurse from. We should all be able to think about the music that it is that we listen to and think about when it is that we study Talmud and try to make these things real. I look forward to continuing the third Torah in Likutei Moran next time. Wishing everyone a beautiful day.